Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, what are some distractions that I may not be aware of, but I can reduce while trading that'll help me out?
Yeah, well, the obvious ones are going to be like Facebook or you know, YouTube or whatever you do when you're waiting, you know, that sort of thing. I used to, when I first started trading and I was really bad at it, I used to listen to like MP3s. So we had my friend and I who were just getting into trading. We had like we had one computer that was for the trading, and we had another computer that was used for like just have music on it. And so what I would do is typically I would plug into the music and just listen to it all night long. You know, this is in California, so I was watching the London session all night long and just droning on. I had these headphones on, and that was kind of a distraction for me because I was getting so nervous watching these lower time frame charts. I wanted something to calm me down. I'll put something in the show notes for you guys that may be something that you want to use. So this is from, we've got these in the forum, but you can have this download. And what it will do is basically put you in the right mindset. So when you do sit down to trade, you're very relaxed and very focused. And I would encourage traders who, even if you trade like the weekly charts, just listen to it like I do before you sit down and make your trading decisions. That's probably the best use of it. And if you are trading the lower time frames and you're actually watching the market unfold, definitely you want to, you know, do something like this to get you into that frame of mind. So it's a really simple, it sounds kind of weird, you've got to use earbuds for it, but it will definitely put your brain in the right state, a relaxed and very focused state to trade. And that's kind of what I would do is work on, instead of, so you can obviously have a rule, no Facebook, no YouTube, you know, don't watch TV like Bloomberg or whatever, that sort of thing. When you're, you know, you want a dedicated trading station. So it's a place where you go to do your trades and make your trading decisions. Even if it's not bumping off trades on the 15-minute charts, even if it's just moving to break even on the daily charts, the point is you've got to have that spot where you do that. And then the other thing is you can work on your own focus. So instead of worrying about your environment and trying to eliminate distractions, instead work on your mind and help yourself to focus on what you need to focus on. That's as simple as, I know it sounds weird, but it's as simple as listening to that MP3 download that's in the show notes for this episode. So that's what I would recommend.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. Yeah, I've been experimenting with some of those MP3s also. And oh man, like I didn't expect it to have that big of an effect, but it really does.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? You know, you think like, it's weird to me, like we think that we're in control of our mind, and you know, but there are so many things that affect us, and you don't even realize that's going on. So yeah, that's pretty cool. How long have you been using them for?
Going on like 4 months now, I think.
Wow, that's great. And you've really noticed the difference.
Yeah, and it's not just like a psychological thing. I actually got one of those Muse headbands.
Yep.
And I've been putting that on and kind of measuring the effects, and definitely. My mind is definitely quieter after I listen to that.
Wow, that's amazing. That's great.
Okay, cool, yeah. I appreciate you sharing that with us.
No problem. Yep, thanks, Hugh.
All right, see ya.